And, you know, Daniel and I, although we spend a lot of time there back and forth and all that kind of stuff, we live here and we miss Hawaii. But to do what we do, we have to live here. I know, you know, there's not enough movies and TV shows being made there. Hopefully I'm trying to bring some back there. But it's like a longing, and of what it was, what we hope to capture on our records. Mm-hmm. Well, this is my thing. What I always hoped to capture on the records was the feeling that you get when you get off the plane in Hawaii, and that you calm down and you relaxed, and you're like, you know, here you breathe kind of shallow.
Yeah.
You're always in a rush, and you're worried about where you just came from, and you're rushing to get to where you're supposed to get to. But in Hawaii, you breathe, and you're just there, you know, in that moment. And I hope to have captured that in the vocals. And I just closed my eyes, and I thought about what it felt like to be there and to share that feeling with whoever listens to the record. So I can't speak for Daniel or Amy, but I do believe that you know, the expats have this longing in our souls for going back to that place that we grew up and the place where our heart is, even though our paths have taken us someplace else geographically. We are always of Hawaii, and we always long for it and love it and honor it with whatever we do and however we speak of it and however we sing of it.
Thank you for that, for speaking for thousands of us who have moved away from Hawaii and live up here.
Unfortunate, yeah,
you know?
The economics of it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't move because you want to. You move because you have to for work and because, you know, there's things to accomplish over here in the mainland, but if I could live there and do what I do, I would be there in a heartbeat.